Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for August 2nd, 2017. In today's news, Otis President Philippe Delpech has resigned. The Related Group has sold 100% of residences in its Florida condo, and a partially built Manhattan tower is facing foreclosure.
Otis President Philippe Delpech has resigned to, quote, accept another opportunity in Europe, end quote. Otis parent company, United Technologies Corporation, or UTC, announced on July 27th. UTC gave no other details about Delpech's departure, but said that Nora Lafreniere, Vice President and General Counsel, and Mark George, Vice President for Finance and Chief Financial Officer, will lead the vertical transportation company until a permanent successor is chosen. The Hartford Courant said Delpech became Otis President in September 2015, after having served as Chief Operating Officer of Intercontinental Operations for UTC Building and Industrial Systems, a unit of UTC that includes several brands, including Otis.
Skyrise City reports the Related Group sold 100% of the residences in its first 40-plus story condominium tower in Hollywood, Florida, just as the second has started rising. The latest tower, Hyde Beach House, is approximately 80% sold and looking toward a 2019 completion. Designed by Cohen Friedman Encinosa and Associates Architects, it will have approximately 340 units that are a mix of permanent residences and rentals. Like its predecessor, Hyde Resort and Residences, Hyde Beach Club will boast extensive amenities such as an outdoor theater, large pool deck, tennis court, rooftop club, and direct access to the beach from the exclusive Hyde Beach Club.
The New York Post reports Steinway Tower, a planned 82-story residential tower at 111 West 57th Street in Manhattan, New York, has gone so far over budget that the project is facing foreclosure. Ambase, a major real estate investor, is suing the developers, saying the project is $50 million over budget because of, quote, egregious oversights like neglecting to budget for construction cranes, end quote. The building, one of the trendy skinny skyscrapers on Manhattan's Billionaire's Row, is less than one quarter complete, having risen fewer than 20 stories. The lawsuit targets project sponsors Kevin Maloney and Michael Stern and lender Spruce Capital Partners.
For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.